दोस्तों, ऑस्ट्रेलिया में चुनाव प्रचार तेजी पर है और आज के कार्यक्रम में मैं लेके आया हूं जानकारी आपके लिए एक ऐसी पार्टी के बारे में जिसका नाम आपने शायद नहीं सुना होगा, सोशलिस्ट इक्वालिटी पार्टी। जी हां, सोशलिस्ट इक्वालिटी पार्टी के नेता हैं विल फिगेंजी, जो इस साल लोअर हाउस के लिए उम्मीदवार हैं। विल, SBS के हिंदी कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है।
Thanks very much for having me.
विल, आप हमारे सुनने वालों को बताएंगे कि आपकी पार्टी सोशलिस्ट इक्वालिटी पार्टी कितनी पुरानी है और उसकी कोर वैल्यूज क्या हैं?
Well, my party is the Australian section of the Fourth International. Our forerunner, the Socialist Labour League, was founded in 1972. We are part of an international party. We have sections in the United States, in Britain, in Sri Lanka, in Germany. We are fighting on a common political perspective in every country against the central political issue that confronts the working class everywhere today, the growing danger of world war. India, in particular, like Australia, has been drawn into the front lines of the US preparations for a war against China. Recently, Modi concluded a major agreement with the United States for a basing of US ships in Indian ports, which has really dramatically exacerbated tensions in South Asia, placed the working class of the entire region in the front line of a potential nuclear war.
Will, यहां हम आपसे जानना चाहेंगे कि इस मुद्दे के अलावा आपकी पार्टी 2 जुलाई को होने वाला चुनाव और किन विभिन्न मुद्दों पर लड़ रही है?
You know, we're focusing on the real issues that confront the population after this election, no matter who is elected. You know, besides war, there is going to be a major stepping up of the offensive against the living conditions of ordinary people. Since 2008, governments around the world, big business politicians, have said there is no money for social programs, for healthcare, for education, for pensions. But when the 2008 crash happened, there were trillions of dollars available on hand immediately to bail out the banks and to carry out the ensuing stimulus measures to prop them up. And this money has been taken from the working class. Our position is that the working class has social rights, the right to healthcare and education, to a high standard of living, to a decent job, to a secure retirement. But under capitalism, all of the major parties insist that this is impossible. Because all of society is subordinated to the profit interests of the major banks and corporations, a tiny financial oligarchy. And so the struggle to defend these basic rights really requires a revolutionary struggle by the working class and young people directed against capitalism. And so we call for votes for our party, the Socialist Equality Party, and we're fighting for the working class to actively make our campaign your campaign. The fight to build a movement of working people on the basis of a socialist perspective in Australia, but also throughout Asia and South Asia, in the United States and Europe. Uniting the working class internationally on the basis of its common class interests. Many Indian workers here in Australia are condemned to the most exploitative conditions. We're opposed to the entire reactionary framework of border protection. We believe that workers from all countries should be able to live in Australia with full citizenship rights, or wherever they want to live with full citizenship rights, including to have all of their qualifications recognised. And we're opposed to the whipping up of nationalism and anti-immigrant baiting, which is being carried out by the trade unions in Australia and by the major parties in order to divide the working class along national lines.
Will, आपने आय दर के बारे में बात की तथा काम के लिए इक्वालिटी की बात की। ऑस्ट्रेलिया में कई देशों से अंतर्राष्ट्रीय छात्र पढ़ने के लिए आ रहे हैं और एक गंभीर मुद्दा बना हुआ है पेनल्टी रेट्स, जो कि शनिवार और रविवार या छुट्टी वाले दिन अतिरिक्त काम किए जाने पर दिया जाता है। लिबरल या कई अन्य पार्टियों ने यह प्रस्ताव रखा है कि इन पेनल्टी दरों को कम कर दिया जाना चाहिए या बिल्कुल हटा दिया जाना चाहिए। इस बारे में हम आपके पार्टी के विचार जानना चाहेंगे।
That's right. Many, many, many young people in particular depend upon penalty rates to, because of the just extremely low and exploitative wages that are provided in most of these industries where jobs are available for young people and particularly immigrant workers. All of the sort of populist posturing by the Labour Party in particular over penalty rates is totally bogus. The Labour Party is a party of big business. There was recently a Royal Commission report into the trade unions, which was a right-wing commission report aimed at justifying even further attacks on the conditions of the working class. But what it demonstrated was the really central role of the trade unions in particular, and Bill Shorten himself, formerly the leader of the Australian Workers' Union, in destroying workers' conditions, in deals with major employers to slash workers' wages. For the last 30 years, the trade unions have been overseeing the destruction of workers' jobs and conditions. In this area in particular, there is now going to be the impact of the shutdown of the auto industry. Hundreds of thousands of jobs are going to be destroyed from this. This has been overseen by the trade unions and the Labour Party with the support of the Liberal Party. We are fighting for a movement of the working class to defend its basic social rights, which can only be carried out through a struggle against capitalism.
SBS Hindi se baat karne ke liye bahut bahut dhanyawad.
Thank you very much for having me.